In everyday conversation, there are ways to go about getting the things we want. When we are with a group of friends, we can say to them, "Go get me that play," or "Shut up." However, when we are surrounded by a group of adults at a formal function in which our parents are attending, we must say, "Could you please pass me that plate if you don't mind?" And, "I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm not able to hear the speaker in the front of the room." In different social functions, we're obligated to adjust our use of words to fit the occasion. It would seem socially unacceptable if the phrases above were reversed. According to Brown and Levinson, politeness strategies are developed in order to save the hearer's face. Face refers to the respect that an individual has for himself or herself and maintaining that self-esteem in public or in private situations. Usually, you try to avoid embarrassing the other person or making them feel uncomfortable. Face-threatening acts are acts that infringe on the hearer's needs to maintain his or her self-esteem and be respected. Politeness strategies are developed for the main purpose of dealing with these face-threatening acts. What would you do if you saw a cup of pens on your teacher's desk and you wanted to use one? Would you A, say, "Oh, I want to use one of those"? B, say, "So is it okay if I use one of those pens?" Or C, say, "I'm sorry to bother you, but I just wanted to ask you if I could use one of those pens." D, indirectly say, "I sure could use a blue pen right now." There are four types of politeness strategies described by Brown and Levinson that sum up human politeness behavior: bald on record, negative politeness, positive politeness, and off record, indirect strategy. If you answered A, you use what is called bald on record strategy, which provides no effort to minimize threats to your teacher's face. If you answered B, you use the positive politeness strategy. In this situation, you recognize that your teacher has a desire to be respected. It also confirms that the relationship is friendly and expresses group reciprocity. If you answered C, you use the negative politeness strategy, which is similar to positive politeness, in that you recognize that they want to be respected. However, you also assume that you are in some way imposing on them. Some other examples would be to say, "I don't want to bother you, but," or "I was wondering if." If you answer D, you used off-record indirect strategies. The main purpose is to take some of the pressure off of you. You are trying not to directly impose by asking for a pen. Instead, you would rather it be offered to you once the teacher realizes you need one and you're looking to find one. A great example of this strategy is something that almost everyone has done or will do when you have, on purpose, decided not to return someone's phone call. Therefore, you say, "I tried to call 100 times, but there was never any answer."